Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Going to start with the Irish Independent, and its headline is new RTE scandal over error in publishing stars' full wages. RTE's become embroiled in a fresh payment scandal as it emerged. Presenter Derek Mooney should have been named in the top 10 highest earners. The latest embarrassment for the national broadcaster came about because it did not include separate producer fees paid to the Mooney Goes Wild host when calculating its top 10 from 2020 to 2024. And we've already heard that it's likely that RTE management will be called before the Oireachtas Media Committee to discuss that. The picture on the front of the Irish Independent is none other than of our own Claire Byrne. Byrne's listenership holds up as radio rivals take hit. So the radio listenership figures for Newstalk pretty positive yesterday, and they're all detailed in the front of the Irish Independent and in many papers across the tabloids and broadsheets. The Irish Examiner, it has the story on the record eviction rates ahead of a new rule. Terminated notices surged 51% prior to change in tenancy rules, and that story was covered extensively on Newstalk yesterday. Near half of sex crime victims are children is another story on the front of the Irish Examiner. Nearly half of recorded victims of sexual offences were under 18 at the time of the crime, official figures show, the story by Cormac O'Keefe. In cases where the sexual offences were detected, for all victims of all ages, 7 out of 10 offenders were known to the victim, and this includes a significant difference between genders, with almost 90% of male victims knowing their offender compared to 65% of female victims, and they're based on recorded sexual offences in 2024, and that have been detected by March 2026. 99% of offenders were male, and that's on the front of the Irish Examiner. The opinion poll, the Irish Times opinion poll, is the lead story on the front of that paper, as you would expect. Sinn Féin takes early lead in Dublin Central race. Janice Boylan on 21% is front runner in her party's leader constituency. The Daniel Ennis of Social Democrats well positioned to benefit from transfers. So as Newstalk Sean Defoe reported there, transfers will be key in deciding the outcome of that by-election. Then Irish Daily Mirror, tragic, Justine's mum dies on visit to her grave, death in Philippines, 8 years on from kidnap and murder. This is the tragic story. The mother of murder victim Justine Valdez has died while visiting her daughter's grave in the Philippines. And tragic Justine, who was 24, was kidnapped and murdered in County Wicklow on May 19, 2018. And the person responsible was shot dead by armed Gardaí at the time. So a very high profile case, and a sad story there on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun, where is Kyron? As Garda search continues, fresh appeal to mark the 10th birthday of a boy who vanished without a trace, and a senator has made a fresh appeal over the murdered schoolboy Kyron Dernan on what would have been his 10th birthday today. Kyron vanished from Drogheda without a trace in June 2022, aged just 6. Local Senator Alison Cummins said the Garda investigation remains ongoing. I encourage anyone with information to come forward. And the Irish Daily Mail, it goes with thousands abandon RTE radio over new schedule, but station bosses claim the dip was expected and that no one is panicking. That's the lead story there on those listenership figures in the Irish Daily Mail. You can imagine that the British papers are going with the Burnham move, if you like, development last night in the leadership race there for to replace Keir Starmer, one which hasn't really been set up, but has in certain ways. A couple of other stories that caught my eye in the front of the Times of London. Polanski admits he didn't vote in the election. That's the Green Party leader in Britain. He has admitted he didn't vote in last week's local elections, despite previous claims he had voted in Hackney by post, which is kind of an odd enough story. And then another story there, Ozempic cuts sickies, weight loss jabs reduce the number of sick days people take off work by almost half and could help to free up millions of GP appointments, according to a study. And that's a story, that's a story on the front of the Times of London. Well, some stories that caught my eye inside the papers. I'll start with some good news from the Irish Mirror. Temperatures may hit 25 degrees centigrade from next week. I'm sure many of us saw the hailstones yesterday in May and are wondering when on earth will this cold spell actually end. And according to the Mirror, Ireland could be set for temperatures of up to 25 degrees before the end of May, as Met Éireann has signalled a major weather change. The National Forecaster has dropped its strongest hint yet that warmer conditions are on the way from next week. So that's some good news to look forward to next week, hopefully an end to this really terrible cold spell. In the Star, answer call of nature for a better life. Regular contact with nature leads to higher levels of life satisfaction. That's according to new research. And we have our bodies to thank for unlocking the benefit. Previous studies have shown that spending time in the natural world, such as a country walk, can improve mental well-being. But the mechanisms underpinning the benefits have not been previously fully understood. And the study showed that contact with nature helps people develop a more positive body image, and that the increased body appreciation is responsible for greater life satisfaction. Why Gen Z have had their fill of TV dinners is a story in the Irish Daily Mail. It says they were the first to throw a fit when they were asked to drag themselves away from the telly to eat dinner. But Gen Z now say they regret the number of TV dinners they had growing up, feeling they missed out on quality time. Research reveals an overwhelming 81% of 18 to 24-year-olds surveyed wished they had spent more time cooking or eating with their parents around the table. Respondents said five family meals together each week is the ideal number, equivalent to 260%. A third feel they were subjected to too many TV meals as children, as eating with a tray on the sofa became the norm in many households. As one of 10, it was quite rare during the week that we would all sit around and have an organised meal every day when I was growing up. So it's kind of interesting that story there about that desire to sit around the table every day to have a meal. Working from home makes you happier. So yet another survey. This time, two new studies find high levels of support for the benefits of remote working. Working from home makes people happier, but more than half of workers recently forced to do more work in the office believe their employer was justified with the move. Two new studies found the high levels of support for remote working and the benefits it brings, with young people most enthusiastic for remote working. It's a national representative poll of 1,191 workers conducted by Ireland Thinks. 74% of respondents said working from home was less stressful than on-site working. Nearly half felt caring responsibilities at home were more fairly distributed due to increased remote working. And respondents were most likely three times to be very satisfied. The young workers in this case said they use the extra free time working remotely. It allows them to do household chores, 70%, look after their well-being, sleep more and play more sport. And among 35 to 54 year olds, 32% said they spend more time with their children. I didn't get to work remotely during the lockdown, so it's not really that an experience that I have much of, I have to confess. Other stories catching the eye. I want to reduce the number of people seeking asylum, says O'Callaghan, and Justice Minister claims Ahern's African remarks were not racist. This is an interview in the Irish Independent and with the Irish Indo-Politics podcast. It's an extensive interview where he also says that he'd had no regrets about his decision to announce the calling in the army at that time to clear the blockades. And he also makes comments on leadership bids as well and interest in the leadership, saying there's no vacancy. But he said, I'd say Lamass was waiting for years. Like, would De Valera ever move on? You know, he was there a very, very long time, Mr. O'Callaghan told the podcast.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-242-2000.